Hello again, and welcome to our program. We're looking at this series entitled The Tents and the Churches. This is our second message. We're going to have a bit of a review here. We talk about the tents. That's an interesting subject. The Bible says that God made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents, Psalm 78, 55. Now, what happened, as we saw in our previous program, was God's leaders decided that they would rather trust their own plan. Now, dwelling in the tents doesn't sound very exciting, but basically what it is God wanted Israel, his people, to keep a focus on things that are eternal and not on the things that are temporal. Truth of the matter is, our fancy houses will be gone. They'll go through the tribulation. It's all just in this little space that the Bible calls a vapor that we're living in now. And it's not wrong to have nice things if we don't do stupid things to get them. But we have to keep the right focus here. We need to focus on the things that are eternal and not on the things that are temporal. Well, Israel wasn't doing that. And part of the problem was the leaders, God's leaders, decided that they would rather trust their own plan. They didn't like this idea that God had, so they made a decision. Now, a decision, when they decided something, it was a decision to do or not to do something. It is said that we make about 35,000 decisions a day. That's a lot. That's about 2,000 every hour. Seems like a lot, but if you think it through, it's not. We decide what pair of socks we're going to wear today and what, you know, everything. We decide if we're going to town, we decide if we're going to buy groceries, and when we go down the grocery line, we're going to decide whether to buy this jam or those potatoes or why we need a dozen eggs or whatever we need. Thousands of decisions. Now, they're not mostly all that important in the light of eternity, but when we decide that we are going to reject God's will and God's way, that's a very serious decision. So you notice here that it says that the tribes were to dwell in their tents, but we read in 1 Samuel 8 and 4, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel and said unto him, make us a king to judge us like all the nation. So they gathered themselves together. That's important. We'll see why in a few minutes. Now, the problem was they didn't want to do it the way God wanted them to do it. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to be like all the nations. And so from that, the Bible says these things happen unto them, but they're written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. It's not just a history of what Israel did or didn't do. It's there written to admonish us not to make the same mistakes. Well, we read in Titus chapter 1, verse number 5, Paul said, for this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I appointed thee. God's program is to have churches in every city. And one of the reasons for that is that there's not going to be anyone stand before God and say, I didn't have an opportunity to trust the Lord. All across Canada, we got all kinds of little churches. They were little churches 30 years ago. And if the Lord tarries, there'll be little churches 30 years from now. And if you're in one of those little churches, don't feel like you're a failure. You're a failure if you quit. And so we see that God's plan for our age, like Israel's age, is very plain and it's very simple. God's plan for our age is local churches in every town. Now, in Acts 15 and 5, it says, and so were the churches established. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to understand that God's program for today is local churches, not necessarily big churches, just pastors and their people getting together and doing what God says to do. That is what God calls success. Now, God gave pastors who are to teach faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, And then in Ephesians 4, we read, he gave some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. And the plan was plain, and the plan was simple. God wants pastors teaching the word of God, and parents teaching their children to follow God's word, as it says in Ephesians 6, especially the illness falls on the fathers. It says in ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, as we said, there's not much of that going on today. Fathers are too busy doing what they want to do. Now, the plan is plain, and the plan is simple. Just preach the word, and ye fathers, go home to your families and get them to do the things that God says to do. Like Israel, we've chosen to rebel against God's plan. We read that the elders of Israel gathered themselves together. They came to Samuel, and they said unto him, make us a king to judge us like all the nations. We want to be like the world. In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, God's leaders gathered themselves together, and they were concerned about the advancement of modernism and liberalism and communism and socialism and a bunch of other isms. So we decided we needed something to better than just little local churches all over the land. We got to come up with some way to combat our Philistines. So we decided we needed an ism. If we're going to stand against modernism and we're going to stand against liberalism, we'll have to have an ism. We will call it fundamentalism. So our leaders decided that God's local church scattered all across the land could not handle the threats, like Israel decided they could not handle their tribes. You know, the Philistines are coming to us in our tents and in our just our tribes. We can't do it that way. God said, if you do it my way, I'll take care of the Philistines. Well, like Israel, we forsook God's way and went the way of the world. God's local churches were made to be considered insignificant by comparison to the parachurch organizations that are going on in the world today. So like Israel, we wanted to be like the nations. So the world has colleges. Well, we'll organize colleges. There's nothing wrong with having a college if it's under the umbrella of the local church. But if you're going to set something out there by itself, it's just not scriptural. The world has doctor's degrees. Oh, well, we'll give doctor's degrees. There never has been so many people in our fundamental Baptist churches with doctor's degrees, and the church has never been as sick as it is today, so obviously those doctor's degrees aren't going to do it. Oh, the world has newspapers. We started newspapers. The world has magazines. Well, we'll publish some magazines. The world has seminars. Well, let's organize some seminars. The world has associations. You know that Baptists alone have over 300 different associations? You can find them on the internet. The world has a board of directors. Now, that sounds better than pastors. So our parachurch ministries have what they call boards. And so we have, unfortunately, the influence of the movement. Now, influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone. The movement is now influencing far more than local churches are. Oh, we've just, we still have a lip service concerning local churches and people saying, well, I'm just supporting a local church. No, you're not. If you're going to do what the Bible says to do, we're going to have our organizations within the structure of the local church exactly like God said to. And now, after about 50 or 60, maybe 70 years of doing it our own way, we're starting to really pay the price. We never needed to join the world's list of movements. There's no such thing as a movement in the Word of God for Christians to present the things of God. All we had to do was stay with God's program like we did for almost 2,000 years. Any movement is a ministry that is organized outside of a local church. Let me say that again. A movement is a ministry that is organized outside of a local church. We've got to have all kinds of these movements out there. And so we say, well, Lord, we know what your Bible says, but we don't want to do it that way anymore. We think we found a better way. So the movement, our fundamental movement, is not and never was the answer. God's local church is the only plan that we have been given. The local church is pictured in the Word of God as a company of believers meeting in the name of the Lord and standing in a bold contradiction to modernism and liberalism that is in the world today. That's what the local church is there for, and that's all we needed to do. God said, if you do it my way, I'll take care of the Philistines. If pastors taught their people as commanded, and parents made sure their families lined up with the scriptures, the job would be done. It is so plain, and it is so simple. God's plan has always been that way. For Israel, it was the tribes of Israel in their tents. For us, in our age, it is local churches. The word church is found 30, churches, plural, I should say, is found 37 times in the New Testament, 7 times in God's final book, called the Book of Revelation in the New Testament. We read, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the colleges. No, it doesn't say that, does it? Let him hear what the Spirit says unto these newspapers. Doesn't say that either. 7 times, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And so once again, in review, God's plan has always been a very simple plan. His method for today is simply pastors teaching and preaching the truth and fathers instilling God's truth into the hearts of his family. But we decided we had a better plan. The influence of pastors and parents have faded, and the influence of colleges and presidents have taken control. Soon, the phrase, as goes the colleges, so go the churches, has become an unscriptural fact today. God's plan is pastors in every city. Parachurch groups now have far more influence than pastors do. Scores of ministries with no scriptural foundation continue to spring up all over the world, especially with this thing we call the internet. There are now thousands of fundamental parachurch ministries on the internet doing that which is right in their own eyes, and they can go ahead and do that which is right in their own eyes, because there's not one word of scripture telling them how to run a movement outside of the local church. And so we see the tents and the churches. Israel said, no, we want to do it our way. We said, no, we want to do it our way. And we're facing serious problems as a result of that. Be with us for our next message as we continue in this series on the tents and the churches.